The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 this Tuesday morning, April the 3rd, 2018. Phone lines are 605-4567. And we are streaming live throughout the world and maybe into the universe at KCNR1460.com. We're sitting here with Bad Bob. Good morning, Bad Bob. Is just bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Noticing that the dawn is moving ever closer to my commute time, and anybody who comes down Placer knows.
Oh yeah,
you just get it right in the face for about a month.
Yeah, and then when you're going, and just the opposite when you're going. Evening going up the hill, but here, speaking of smiles, always up the hill.
Well, what's that mean?
Well, you're always on top of everything, on top
of
the hill.
Oh, okay, that's a good thing to be said. Currently, 52 degrees in the downtown. Off the creek.
Out of the creek and up the hill. There she is.
Oh, good morning, everybody, on this Tuesday.
Going round the mountain.
And it's going to be 77 today with our evenings around 52 degrees. A beautiful day, mostly sunny. That's our forecast. Wednesday will be partly sunny with a high near 76. Cloudy on the low end around 52 on Wednesday night. And Thursday looks like we're going to have rain, mainly after about 11 a.m. with cloudy skies around 67, and then Thursday night, lows of around 52 with about 70% chance of precipitation. Friday, rain with a high near 63, and that same goes around with around 55 that night. And on Saturday, cloudy skies with rain and a high near 66. Saturday, chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low of around 47. Hope you're having a great week. We're really excited here. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
That's it. We're having rain this week again. That means, but right now the lake's only 24 feet from the top, and more rain. It's going to be a little bit warmer rain, so they're saying it could be some runoff, could be flooding in certain areas. So, hey, I just want to tell everybody, and everybody's lived through this. When you've redone your house, or you've redone offices and all this, but we're right in the middle of this right now. So all the furniture in every room except this one right here,
with wires and everything else you can imagine,
everything is pushed out into the right hand side of the main office. Yesterday, Design Time came in here and put in three
rooms
of carpeting. Now, these two guys look like the wind would blow them away. I mean, you know, they're not big guys.
No.
But I tell you what, they're small but mighty. They came in here, ripped stuff out. I mean, we're talking about
intense
stuff off the walls and all this. And then Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting rolled in here last night at like 4 o'clock. He comes in and smiling, and he's already finished the texturing, because when you rip the rugs off walls over there for soundproofing, it's just a mess in there. But he's texturing everything. This is like a 3-day job just for texturing. So he's texturing all the walls, and he's going to be painting in here. Just can't wait to see that.
So today,
Dan does such great work. Eagle Eye Painting.
So today at 8 a.m.
8 a.m.
Because they had to start
here
early.
They come.
We're going to split it out here with Carl being on the air half the time, and I'll be on the, because we have Gene King from the Reading Library Foundation. We want to talk about what's happening there in the park, and we'll be covering that at 8 o'clock. So we've got our furniture movers moving everything out of the main room, everything.
Hiding it someplace.
Putting
it in
the center of the room so that the painter can come in. And this is probably, really going to be a two-week process.
Well, I tell you what, right now we're having a garage sale. And we're going to put everything out on the sidewalk. I guess you'd call it a sidewalk sale. People can come by and buy things. I've got two or three chairs I'm putting out there. I know right away they're going to go. So,
well, make sure, and this is an interesting thing about human nature, if you put a free sign on it, it will sit there. But put $10 on it, and it's gone before the ink is dry on the sign.
Well, I'll probably find them down in some of the homeless camps. And anyway, so this is not making us crazy yet, but I'm sure by Friday we should have it. You know what? By Friday it should all be, all the flooring's done. In fact, they're telling me they can have all this flooring done by Wednesday.
Oh, I, yeah, I'm
but
sure.
As fast as they go?
Right.
Gee, I mean, come on. Well, those guys are like hammering that
stuff.
Well,
they'll probably do the carpeting today, and then I bet tomorrow they'll come in and do the, because we have laminate in the front and laminate back in the break area.
It's not a laminate. It's a new type of flooring, and we
looks
call
like
it
hardwood
laminate.
Floors, but
yeah, we call it laminate, but it's not that. It's got a different name.
It's a composite stuff.
Design time. But I tell you what, these guys are professional. They come in, boom, hit it,
right.
And it's gone. I mean, gone. I mean, are you guys finished?
Yep.
And they're walking out of the offices at like 2.
And we were afraid yesterday, weren't we, Bob? We moved the tower and the end of the world. Right. The brains are in the tower.
Our main switching unit, and an engineering note, by the way, for people who do listen around the clock, there will be programs playing at odd times and minor disruptions. We'll try to keep it to a minimum and to as far off the main hours as possible, but they are inevitable when you are a 24/7 station and you're doing this stuff hot. So,
and we're going to we'll make
hang on.
In fact, Bob's going to be making announcements of that, and we'll be playing throughout the day. That, you know, we're going to, you know, expect some outages because we are moving. We're moving studios, and this is a big move. And even though that it's only next door, I mean, literally, you can see into the studio from here. You have to move everything in there and then wire it together, plus new microphones coming in, new all types of new stuff coming in. So, yay. Another,
yes.
another day. Okay. Have you heard about this insurgent caravan that's coming toward the United States?
Oh, yeah.
It's coming through Mexico. There's 1,000 of them. So it was organized, and it's moving through Mexico, and Trump says it's not getting in. So here's what these people are saying. They're stopped in Mexico right now.
Vows to march to border. We will continue.
Yeah. However, they're saying the U.S. has an obligation. We have an obligation to accept them, and that Trump's a bully.
What?
For threatening them and saying they're not going to get across the border. He said, we have an obligation to accept illegals here that are marching in the caravans. Can you imagine? Oh, okay, yeah, come on in. You can be a nonstop caravan from all the way through Mexico. Thousands, hundreds of thousands of people coming in here. So, you know, frankly, if Trump's a bully, good. I need a bully right now to guard the borders. I need a bully to protect the borders and to keep these borders safe. And, you know, the idea of a nation is because you have borders.
Yep.
I'm sorry, but, you know, that's just kind of the way it is. And people that want an open border, I don't understand this. I don't understand what they're even thinking. And then they say, oh, well, no, we want legal immigration. Well, then why are you, if you want legal immigration, why are you just clearing this place?
Why are you rushing
state?
The gate?
Yeah. And why are you fighting keeping the border strong? Why is this?
To play devil's advocate for a moment, and I do not agree with this, but it is a reality.
Yeah.
From a certain point of view, Mexicans may have a certain amount of legitimate grievance because of the way that the Treaty of Hidalgo Guadalupe was pretty much at the point of a gun.
Well, that's because there was a war going on. Sorry,
right.
But that was over 200 years ago.
But memories remain, and again, as the devil's advocate.
200 years.
Yeah.
It's 200 years, okay?
The British.
They lost. Okay, I'm sorry to say that. You lost. And the fact is that this is what the treaty was that you agreed on, and so it's been America since then, United States.
I'm just trying to see the other point.
I understand where you might say, well, you know what? That was my homeland 300 years ago. Well, excuse me, that's 300 years ago.
So
there is nothing
right
there.
Right along with what you're talking about, the headlines, what, you know, if you go to Drudge, third Mexican town welcomes illegals. 400 miles closer to USA.
Yay.
1,500 strong group marched unimpeded. One of largest in history. List of demands. We're suffering. Trump heats up immigration rhetoric as supporters grow impatient. Threatens to cut off foreign aid, urges Congress to act on border, close loopholes.
Yeah, well, here's the thing is, if you look at the if you look at what's coming at us, and a group of 1,500 gets in, then you might as well just turn our, or just open up America, just say open for taking over. and then just have everybody in the world just come on in, come on in. And guess what? Guess who's their quality of life may go 1,000 times better, but everybody else's quality of life starts dropping.
We're going to have to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to talk to you about a headline about what did a mom do in order to get her teenage son out of bed for Easter. You want to hear this when we come back. At KTNR 1460, this portion of the show has been brought to you by
Home Helpers. Home Helpers, this is the place to go to if you're looking for help for 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, whether it's surgery and you need some help around the house or long-term care. It's Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. Every one of her people, trained, background checks, insurance, insured, everything, DMV screening, drug testing, everything you can imagine. And she handpicks the people to go to each one of the homes. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back.
For your listening pleasure, Chicago The Tribute, a group of 9 accomplished musicians, a tribute band to the legendary rock and roll band with the horns, Chicago. Live in concert at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, April 6th, Chicago The Tribute recreates that great sound with powerful horns, rich vocals, and a rockin' rhythm section. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or windriver.com. Tickets are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Whether you are a fan of Chicago from the rockin' 60s or 70s, or the powerful ballads from later years, you'll love Chicago The Tribute live at Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, April 6th. A rockin' good time will be had by all. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. Concerts are better at the River.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Don't tase me, bro.
Don't tase me, Mom.
Don't tase me, Mom. Don't tase me, bro.
52 degrees going up to 77 today. Enjoy this because it's going to be raining on Thursday and Friday, maybe Saturday. Weather Report's brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated.
That's right.
Where they have senior and veteran discounts, 365-2793.
Reading Community Guild, formerly known as the Reading Grange, is having a spaghetti fundraiser to benefit our scholarship fund. Help us help a couple of great local students. They do have two $1,000 scholarships out to two local students. It's going to be this Sunday, April 8th, from 4 to 7 p.m. Eat in or take out. Only $12 per person for this. $5 per child under 12 years of age. They also have some great raffle prizes. You do not have to be present to win those. Give John a call at 365-5978 or Carol at 241-4342. Reading Community Guild, formerly known as the Reading Grange. Okay. We were talking about the migrants coming toward us. And then Linda said,
well, before we took a break,
she says, they have problems getting those kids out of bed.
Well, an Arizona mother, Sharon Robbins, said she was only sparked the taser to get the kids up for church on Easter. According to court's records obtained, an 18 and 17-year-old were there in the room of the apartment and witnessed the incident. So, anyway, she was arrested.
Did she tase him, or she just said she just sparked
at
him?
Well, she said she sparked at him, but according to this, he did not complain of any pain, but he did have two small bumps in his leg that he said were left by the taser.
So he had his mom arrested?
Yeah, his mom was arrested after
you
the service.
You arrested your mom on, yeah. Oh, after the service.
Yes.
Well, that's good. So at least they waited. Were they all in church, though?
I don't know.
I hope so.
I would clarify there is a difference. We use the term taser, but that is actually a stun gun, the one that throws the little arc. A taser, as is carried by law enforcement, actually shoots darts
at him.
Into the individual.
Yeah. So this one was she cranked it at him. You can hear that's that thing you can hear popping.
Yeah.
Right.
And then she
she'd probably get out of bed.
Get
out
of bed.
You know how teenagers are.
Out of bed,
I discovered the cats respect that thing. I don't touch them with it, but from across the room, I can scatter cats.
And you know what the headlines say?
What?
He is risen.
He is risen.
I'm sorry I had to go there.
Well, frankly, the fact that they reported their mom about it, you know, that she tases her son to get him up for bed, you know, to have
Easter.
Him to have him arise for Easter. You know what? We've never done that before.
Maybe. Oh, no.
Get out of bed.
Get out of bed. Up.
You hear this. Whoa, okay.
She could have done it Marine style and flipped over the bunks and kicked a trash can down
right.
the middle of the...
Hey, there's
what
a
did they used to do to get you up, seriously, in boot camp? Because
oh,
you know people
gosh.
Would be like, I can't get up. There's
day.
No way.
Oh, no. No, I don't think anybody had that problem because on the very first day of boot camp, after you know got settled into your regular drill instructors picked you up, they came in that first day, trash cans flying through the air, banging on things, screaming, yelling, and you had like a second to get from the sleeping prone position to standing
to rigid, toes on that line.
Rigid attention while they're yelling and are getting in your face. And they're saying, if you're happy, are you happy? Are you happy, you little? Are you happy, miss? Are you happy? Huh? You little girl's happy about being here in the Marine Corps? And everybody's like this. Oh, well, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, this can't go on much longer. And I was absolutely wrong. It went on for a couple hours. Oh, no. They picked up oh, gosh, the things they did. But I remember then that first night, and they say, okay, how many people in here, maybe it's first or second night, after they have worked their way on us. I mean, they had us running around in circles, taking our foot lockers up and down on above our mm-hmm. heads, spilling them, picking them up and everything back in. And he said, and the guy comes up, and I knew right away it's a trick because he sounded nice. He goes, well, I know the Marine Corps is not meant for everybody. We have an opportunity to make a lateral move from the Marine Corps into the Coast Guard.
Oh.
Who would like to come and go to the Coast Guard? Well, these two idiots raised their hands. And he says, oh, come up here, son. And they both ran up there. It was horrible. It was just horrible what happened after
really?
That.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Were they singled out the rest of the... Did they single them out? How long?
I don't know if they both even lasted through the 12 weeks. What they do is, which is even worse, is you get injured or you can't quite make it through something, they hold you back.
Yep.
And then they put you into the... Put you back into the next group that's coming to the group after that, and they bring them into that, whatever that phase is. But it was funny. And because when I said, No, don't go up there. I was just thinking to myself, don't go up there. And you're not able to look. You're just standing at attention. So your eyes, you'd be surprised how far over your eyes were moving your head as you watched it. So, oh, you two want to be in the Coast Guard? Sir, yes, sir. Well, I'm sorry. Anyway,
the last time they made that mistake.
Yeah, nobody ever volunteered after that for the Coast Guard. Okay.
With respect to the fine men and women who serve
in the Coast Guard. No, of course. It had nothing to do with that. It was just as far away from the Marine Corps as you could get right then. Hey, there's some things that are happening. We talked about the immigrants coming. The Border Patrol voted overwhelmingly. They had a poll. Overwhelmingly want that wall. And I heard somebody talking about it on the Levin show. No, it was Laura Ingram show yesterday. And I want to talk about Laura Ingram for a second, too. That they said, the guy says, hey, look, they picked our wall. It's 40 feet high. It'll last for 150 years. And we'll build the first mile for free just to get it going. And you know, that's pretty cool.
What?
And first mile. They'll build the first mile for free. Anyway, I heard it on Laura Ingram's show. She's taking a break. Laura Ingram tweeted, here's what happened. She tweeted about this guy named Hogg, this 17-year-old kid.
Yes.
Who's been leading this
attack.
Been leading the marches and all this.
Yes.
And she said, and he said he couldn't get into any California school. Well, he has a 4.1 GPA, which isn't bad. I mean, I think that's like a, if four,
straight A's.
I think that's like
that's better than perfect.
Yeah, yeah. If it's 4.1, unless they're on a 5.50 or something. And he said, I can't get into a California school. And she says, well, what do you expect with a 4.1? And it's a California school. Well, California schools take mainly California students. But if you're going to get in, you've got to have like other things that are acceptable.
Real big extracurricular sports.
Now, probably he could probably get in now because he's so, you know, famous. But then when he said that, it was kind of a snarky tweet. And when she did it, and he goes back and he says, you know what, you're picking on me. He calls for a boycott of her show by her advertisers, and 12 of them pulled out, including ones that we know that are advertising with us, pulled out of the show.
Well, Fox News says Laura Ingram will return.
Oh no! And then, well, I was getting into that. Was that we had a phone call and an email says, please pull all of our ads from the Laura Ingram show if you're playing any in there, please pull them. And I went back and said, be glad to. In fact, I'm going to put them in Tom Gresham's Gun Talk and Armed America. She goes, oh. I said, well, we want us to make them up. I've got spots here for them. So,
seriously,
she says, well, really, frankly, that's okay because we don't, you know, that's okay. Do people listen to it? I said, yeah.
We're making a stand out of the Laura Ingram thing.
And so they're, and that's what, and they said,
and that
temporarily.
Happened on Friday.
But they said, that was temporarily. But here's the thing, Fox News says, hey, we're standing by her. She went up, she apologized to him, said, okay, I'm sorry I said that. Sorry I offended you. And he said, that's not enough. Your apology is not enough. See, here is where he is a snarky little punk. An apology is not enough. She didn't say anything to him like, you know, you're a total jerk and all that. She didn't say anything like that. But she apologized, and instead of accepting it like a adult would, this is where the snarky little punk comes out. He said, that's not enough. I want Fox News to apologize to everybody that they've offended, you know, over this incident. And it's like, excuse me? See, he doesn't want an apology. He wants to destroy Laura Ingram.
He wants to do a Bill O'Reilly on her.
And like they tried to do with Hannity and the other guy, World, the guy's World, you know.
Yeah.
And it failed because Hannity stood up to him and said, prove it. Mm-hmm. It didn't happen. And for you to say things like that is just absolutely untrue. So Fox News is saying, we're not going to let you do this. And I hope they don't. And I, you know what? And this will go away because this kid is going to step all over himself at some point again. He should have, you know what? He could have made a lot of money. And I say money, I didn't mean money, but he could have made a lot of people. He could have reached a lot of people by saying, okay, I accept your apology. Yeah. But that wasn't enough. See, yeah. That's not enough. He wants more. He wants to destroy things. He talks about the destruction of lives, but he wants to destroy people.
Any viewpoint that does not dovetail with his.
He wants to destroy.
And here's the advertisers that have pulled out. Nestle. IBM.
Nestle.
Sorry. IBM. Yes. Well, we're going into Hulu. TripAdvisor, Nutrish, Expedia, video streaming company partly owned by Fox News, parent 21st Century Fox, are among the advertisers who said they would no longer support her program. Media buyers said last week the advertisers had grown nervous about being associated with the show, even as they acknowledge its sizable audience. In February, the Ingram angle drew an average of more than 2.6 million viewers, according to Nielsen. Hannity and Tucker Carlson Tonight and the Rachel Maddow attracted more viewers that month. With that following, Ingram is also a longtime radio host. Advertisers could find her program difficult to ignore.
Yeah, it's stupid on their part. So, and that's what they said. We're going to temporarily pull advertising, and then they're going to say, okay, you can put it back in again. I said, no, we really like you guys in Gun Time. Gun Talk.
The effect, there's this chilling effect, and I'm just as opposed to what Sinclair Broadcasting is doing to their stations, trying to enforce.
I think we have a 7:30 guest.
Yeah.
But what you're talking about, I think we'll have time to talk about that. But that's interesting because I've seen it. I've seen it on Channel 7.
Yeah.
And I was wondering about it, and we can talk about that later, too. Anyway, we've got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, right now it's just going to go up to 77 today, and it's going to start getting cooler back when it rains. But then it's going to, you know what's going to happen, don't you, my friends, end of April? You're going to have the air conditioner on. Is your air conditioning system work? Have you had it checked? Have you had the filters cleaned? Have you had anything done to it since last year? Call Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website, homecomfort.org, and have them come out and do a preventive maintenance, a PM, on your equipment out there, and make sure it's working, and it's working well. That's Alliance Heating and Air, veteran-owned business, voted best in the North State, and there's a reason why. Find out. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Girvan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio from the studios of KCNR 1460. And that's Bob Skinner of the Jefferson Pipe Band, who has just given us a little bit of Scotland the Brave, I think?
Yeah,
it was. Scotland the Brave, he was playing.
Pipe Will Travel. I mean, yes. He came in with a backpack, and I said, oh, I was hoping you could play. Pulls out like a traveling pipe.
A traveling pipe.
It's called Scottish small pipes, is what those are.
Scottish small pipes?
Okay. Scottish small pipes.
Okay.
All right, yeah. Bob Skinner, and he's here. He's representing the Jefferson Pipe Band, which, of course, is famous and is such an integral part of our community when you think about it. When there's these big events, here comes the Jefferson Pipe Man. Now, I'm not just saying because they're playing at the Marine Corps Ball and play beautifully, by the way. And how can you have a Marine Corps Ball without the pipes? But, you have other events, the Wild Game Feet, and so many others.
Various Parade.
Tell us a little bit about the Jefferson Pipe Band, Bob.
Well, the Jefferson Pipe Band was formed in about 1985. And I always had a dream to be in a bagpipe band when I learned to play the pipes. And so we started it here as Shasta Scots. And it kind of evolved into the Jefferson Pipe Band when friends of ours moved to Oregon. And we go from Grants Pass, Oregon, to Eureka, to Redding.
What a great name, because it's Jefferson.
It is the Jefferson, Jefferson state of mind up here, right?
When I decided to play the pipes, not everybody decides to play the pipes.
Well, my dad was always one that took me to where the pipes were. He almost rejoined the Marines during Korea because the British Marines came off the ship playing the St. Louis Blues or something on the bagpipes. Yeah. And he says, I'm about ready to go back in.
Well, I tell you what.
Was he a pipe player?
No, he was not.
Okay.
So then you decided, though.
But I decided, my godfather was Canadian Black Watch. Okay. In World War I, he was one of the ladies from hell, and always wore his kilts to our...
They called him the ladies from hell because they went into battle wearing kilts. Well, not into battle, but they were, in their parades, they were wearing kilts, and they were just a hard-fighting unit.
Yeah, and that's where the Marines got their name also, the Bulldogs or whatever it was.
Well,
Bella
Woods, yeah. It was Devil Dogs.
The Devil Dogs.
Devil Dogs, because a German officer said, he said they keep coming out of the fog at us, like the dogs of hell.
Well, how old were you when you decided,
I was actually 32 before I learned.
32.
So it wasn't like high school band.
No. I went to school up here. There was nobody who played bagpipes other than one man that I know of, and that was Doug Gordon, who was a biology teacher at Shasta High. And Doug was one of the first people in our band after I formed the band up here. And
but where'd you learn?
How'd you take lessons?
I found out about a school down in Monterey. And so I went off for my vacation 2 years in a row. And I went down and I took lessons from a man named Seamus McNeil and another man named Ronnie Laurie and Dr. John McCaskill, who were three of the top pipers in the world at that time. And they taught me how to play pipes.
Wow. Man, great mentors, huh?
Yeah, now I teach myself.
Well, you teach. If somebody wants to learn to play the pipes,
yes.
What would you tell them?
I would say be patient.
Because, just the breath, I'm not sure how it works, but it's circulated air.
Well, if you can sing, you can play the pipes, the way I look at it. If you it's all diaphragm and
long.
And you don't learn to play on the pipes. You learn to play on a thing called the practice chanter. and okay. a practice chanter.
Which he just happened to bring.
Yeah, I just happened to have one with me. I always
it's like
a,
it's like a really a true musician always seems to travel with
your
instrument.
Yeah, I have my little bag of goodies here. And
Skinner.
Yeah.
Skinner's looking in his bagpipe. It says that it's a, well, looks I, like a big
I've got
backpack.
My, I know I've got my whistle with me.
All right.
Anyway, but it's something that you practice with that doesn't take. I mean, it's not the bag.
Yeah, this is what it sounds like.
Oh,
so it's a real mellow thing. You don't drive the family crazy trying to learn.
Right, like it's like harmonicas in bed.
Yes.
Yeah.
That
which
was
is
me. Yeah, that was me.
Well, that sounds pleasant too.
Yeah, it's a very nice sounding instrument, and it doesn't drive everybody crazy. And as long as they're in tune, we're fine.
Okay.
They can go out of tune real quick.
So, how many do you have now when you do the full regalia with the Jefferson Pipe Band?
We have about 33 members, and when we went to Scotland for the World Championships last year, we took 26 members.
Okay, now let's talk about that, Bob. And we're here with Bob Skinner from Jefferson Pipe Band. People were donating money and helping you. You had
this
a lot
community
of
was amazing.
All these, you know, because well, you've been amazing for this community. Mm-hmm. First of all, you have supported so many things in this community, and there they are in parades and all, everything. You're there, but you had an opportunity to go to the World Championships in Scotland. And what part?
It's in Glasgow, Scotland.
Glasgow, Scotland.
So we played three venues while we were there. We played in Glasgow, we played in North Berwick, which is east of Edinburgh, and then we played at the Bridge of Allen, which is up by Stirling Castle.
Man, was that just...
Was that cool?
Yes, and then we got to play in Piping Live. We were hired to play in Piping Live in downtown Glasgow.
Hired to play?
Yeah, they paid us, you know, the different bands that play, they always pay the bands that join in.
A pint? So
we started, we started at the Opera Hall and... Went down to the city center.
Oh, you march around? You march?
Oh, yeah. We played in about three different areas in Glasgow.
Okay. This must have been just amazing for everybody.
Like a lifetime.
I know you've got some pipers who have never been in Scotland before. Maybe not even in the United States.
Our youngest piper we took was 13.
Oh, wow.
And our eldest was 70.
Oh, what a family experience. Yeah. Bonding for...
So, you played in which group? And so, obviously, you have different... Different
well,
categories,
actually,
I
yeah,
guess.
We play in grade 4 and grade 5 here in the United States, so it's
which
grade
is?
4B there is what it's called. We start at grade 5, grade 4, grade 3, grade 2, and then there's grade 1, which are the top-level bands in there. In our band we're a top grade 5, middle-of-the-road grade 4 when we have enough to do both bands.
Okay. Well, now... Who is a grade 1? What would be an example of a grade 1 in the United States?
In the United States, there's the Los Angeles Scots.
Oh, okay.
And I think they're the only one right now.
The
city of Washington.
Okay.
I think maybe
Washington, D.C. may have some.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so tell us about this. So y'all flew over there. You got there. So what was the experience like?
It's 10 days of hype getting ready for this thing. So we fly over. We land a couple days ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, our flight... Got out of New York. Half the band was held up for almost 2 days in New York City because of the storms they had on the East Coast.
Half
in August.
Of your band was?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and
oh.
They were all supposed to be there on the 3rd of August, and we showed up on the 2nd of August. And half of them flew in the morning
of the
3rd of August for our first practice there.
Well, at least you got the chance to practice.
Everybody showed.
Okay. So you had all your stuff, and then what happened?
Well, the logistics, it was about $60,000 to get everybody there, move all the drums and everything else. So we go into our first competition, and we came in about 12th, which we were real happy with that.
Yes.
12 out of about 16, 17 bands.
Okay.
So, you know, we were real happy. We beat some of the Scottish bands.
Yeah, but you came from running, and you know, it was just a dream,
right?
To be in the competition,
and just the competition, and the fact is
to go is a feat.
Competing, and then so okay, that was
congratulations.
Was that the
exciting.
First day?
Yeah, that was the first day. The second day, we were up at the Bridge of Allen. First day was sunny and beautiful. We had a gorgeous time at North Berwick. Second day was
Scottish.
Scotland.
Scotland.
Rain.
Scotland to rain. Right there.
It was cold and the cute.
Yeah, so we were fine. It was drying. It had to cut loose when we played.
Are you wearing anything under the
kilt, lad? That's where you need your fur muff.
Yep, and their games over there are a lot like our county fairs over here. They have kid games set up and all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
Well,
so,
we were blessed to see the military tattoo in August in Edinburgh. And that was probably, in my lifetime, what's the most exciting collection of from all over the world. But, of course, it was all based around, you know, the Scotland bagpipes. Mm-hmm. And, God.
Okay, so let's take a break. And we'll come back here in a second with Bob Skinner, who is the – are you like the –
I'm the pipe major.
You're the pipe major.
Of the great pipe band.
And the roadie.
The Jefferson Pipe Band. Because there's something coming up here on April 14th that I don't want to miss talking about either. So this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is a locally owned, locally managed, of course, John and Sarah. Bastiani started this business about 8 years ago. And if you're going anywhere to buy a firearm, go to Bastiani Arms. They have extremely good prices. They have all the accessories you need. They have reloading equipment. They have classes on concealed carry, hunter safety. They have it all. Not only that, but their customer service is just, I think it's just the best that you're going to find anywhere, is at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. And veterans, you get a discount at Bastiani Arms. This is where I go to buy guns. Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back with Bob Skinner.
Posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Astronaut Bob McGraw here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great planning, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and the playing of the pipes that we have today with Bob Skinner, who is the pipe master of the Jefferson Pipe Band, who is here telling us about how they participated in the World Championships and did very well, had a great time, which is the big thing, and the experience they received during this. When you watch other bands, do you just go, oh, yeah, we could do that? You know, the kind of things you watch and go,
yeah, the trouble is when you're in Scotland, they're usually about 7 and 8 years old walking around, you're going, oh, my gosh, I wish I could play like they can.
Oh, really? Oh, okay, because they start. It's like skiing. They start when they're three.
They're awesome when they're young.
Well, you know what? I think that you guys are great. Anybody that listens to you just so much appreciates the Jefferson Pipe Band. Now, you're getting ready to have something here.
Yes, we're having a Celtic. It's actually a full Celtic showcase going on that's going to be at over at the Reading School of the Arts on April 14th. The gates are going to open at 6. Starts at 6:30. We have Irish Alien pipes. We have Gaetian pipes. We have the Highland Bagpipe. We have Morgande, which is a local group that does Celtic music. We have the Scottish country dancers from Shasta County. And then we also have Caleb Cox, who is a Ilian bagpiper out of Paradise, California. Quite an accomplished young man.
And I'm not sure when you talk about, when I think of the pipes, I think of what you are playing, you know, with the several pipes. What's the Ilian?
Okay.
It's
pronounced Ilian. It's U-I-L-L-E-A-N-N. And it means the elbow pipe. And so you play with your elbows, you play with your wrists, you play with all of your fingers, you play with your knee on this thing. And it's considered the most complicated instrument in the world to learn to master next to the concert harp. Well, and the two of them are the neck and neck.
Just the description of it makes it sound hard. Elbows, knees, fingers, everything.
And this young man can play this pipe well.
What's his story?
Caleb was raised here in Shasta County, and always he plays multiple instruments. His mom was a music teacher. His dad used to be a Shasta County sheriff, and Willie Cox. And they just got him interested. He was interested in it. Went to a friend of mine named Bob Kastner, and Bob kind of got him started, and then Bob turned him over to us because he always wanted to play in a pipe band, and we got him about 16 years of age, and he was just awesome. And then went off to college and came back and started teaching me.
Wow. So
he's now a minister up at the Alliance Church in Paradise.
I've heard of this guy. Now that it's coming to light. No. Well, anyway, so the fundraiser is the 14th, and you can get tickets.
Yes, you can get tickets over at Music Connection. You can get tickets at Harriet Music. You can get tickets at Treats Natural Pet Food on Eureka Way, Gold Leaf Nursery, and at the Simpson College Veterans Affair Office.
Yeah.
And then you can also call 243-5240 and get a hold of myself or my wife Molly, and we can take your order over the phone.
Now, didn't you get married to a gal who played pipes? You played pipes?
Well, she's a tenor drummer. She teaches tenor drumming, and she's also a bagpiper too.
Yes. Right. So, and that little romance started how many years ago?
About 9, 10 years ago.
Okay, right. When we were I remember that taking off right when we got, when Carl got here and we started attending a lot of the Marine Corps
things. Right about the same time.
And I could see your little lights were on. You know how when people fall in love?
Yeah.
So cute.
Okay, we're here with Bob Skinner, who is the pipe master, just from Pipe Man. We're talking about a Celtic showcase. It's going to be Saturday, April the 14th at 6:30 p.m. Now, this is to raise money for to bring up younger kids.
Well, yeah, all the money is going to go to the pipe band,
right?
All the proceeds. But right now, we're planning on starting, and we have started a youth pipe band in the area. We have several students coming up that are quite promising, and young John, who already plays with us, John Elliott, went to Scotland with us last year, will be the pipe major of this band. And Elizabeth Johnson over at UPrep High School is giving drum lessons to drummers. I do pipe lessons for the pipers. And who are interested, call us.
Yeah, you don't have to go to the School of the Arts to do this. This is any young person that's interested in learning how to play the pipes or the drums, being part of a bagpipe ensemble.
Correct.
Which is great because, okay, now, besides the Jefferson Pipe Man, we're having Caleb Cox, as we said, that is a, you know, he is a master of the Ulin in the Highland Pipes, the Jefferson Pipe Band, of course, the Morgande.
Which is a local Celtic band.
Okay, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. But they're going to be singing, right? Or playing
also?
Yeah, they
play all kinds of instruments.
Okay,
yeah.
And then the Shasta Scottish Country Dancers.
Right, we'll be doing a demonstration.
Are they going to be doing like the old sword dance or the...
No, we don't have any Scottish Highland dancers, or what those are called.
Okay.
And then we'll also have a demonstration by our drum students. It's going to go on too, some of the new drum students.
So tell us a little bit of stories about, you know, of course you're digging back into your heritage and talking about your grandfather and then, of course, you know, but something snapped in you at 32 when you said, I'm just going to do this. And what was it?
There were two things I was going to do. I was either going to become a fiddler, and I was waiting to get a fiddle. A friend was going to give me this fiddle. Or I wanted to learn how to play the bagpipes. And my father-in-law bought me a practice chanter for Christmas that year and gave me a brochure on where I could come down by him so we could bring the kids down and play with him for 2 weeks. And so the first thing I received was my practice chanter, and I became a piper.
Well, you know what? When I was doing contract work, the guy I was teamed up with, a former Spec Ops guys, but his code name was Piper. And the reason his call sign was Piper was he plays the pipes. And I still receive photos from him, you know, on Facebook, where he is in Thailand in full regalia playing in other places. And Jim is... I never heard him play because we were doing other things at that point. But it was really interesting that he still plays, and he plays around the world. And he becomes part of, they have like a Scottish ceremony in different lands, and maybe he'll be there.
Yeah.
And he becomes part of that with his full kilts and everything. So
one of my pipers is Ted Hales from Eureka, Sergeant Ted Hales,
uh-huh.
And he was an MP. And when he was in Iraq, he would play the bagpipes all over.
And people loved it. I know they loved it. Yeah. Now Bob Skinner we're with here is the pipe master of the Jefferson Pipe Man. He's wearing a sweatshirt that says, "You can't buy happiness, but you can buy bagpipes," and that's pretty much the same thing.
And the other shirt that's on underneath it says, "I destroy silence."
Hey, listen, I remember just a couple bagpipe stories that I performed in Hong Kong. And I did a couple things for the chief of police, and I was, because it would have been the bagpipers, the British bagpipers that came in full regalia and brought me into the performance and out of the performance. And I just wasn't, you know, I was in my 20s. I'm from America. I didn't really understand the magnitude of that was the ultimate sign of respect. And another story was when I lived in Nashville, I would do my laundry at this place that was close by, because they had a place of spaghetti next to it, but it'd be right across from this college, like a private small college. And there would be at sunset every day this guy that we'd dress in his kilt and his full regalia alone under this tree playing the bagpipes every single day. And I don't know what, I always like to interview people, but I just felt like this regard of his respect and the silence, and that was something like very sacred for him in that moment.
Where was this?
Nashville.
Oh, okay.
By himself.
One of the pipe majors from the Scots Guards ended up settling back in that area.
This is back in 2000-ish.
Yeah.
And I just thought he would be in his full regalia. It was in his full regalia. And I thought, why is he playing at sunset every single day? Where every time I would do laundry, he was there. So I just, you know, I did laundry on a Sunday. Maybe it was Sundays.
Okay, we've got just a minute left. So we're here with Bob Skinner, who is the pipe master of the Jefferson Pipe Band. Celtic Showcase is going to occur Saturday, April 14th, a week from this Saturday, at the Reading School of the Arts Amphitheater. They're going to have a number of people playing there, and the money goes to the Jefferson Pipe Band, who is, by the way, is starting a youth band for pipers and drum players there, so they can start bringing them up from an earlier age. And the pipe master is going to be a 13-year-old that plays with you all right now.
Right.
And you can get tickets, general admission 20, students with ID 10, and you can get tickets at a variety of different places, like...
Like Music Connection, like Harriet Music, Treats Natural Pet Food on Eureka Way, Gold Leaf Nursery, calling 243-5240, or at Simpson College Veterans Affairs Office.
And you can just show up, too, and buy.
And you can show up and buy, yes.
There you go.
Kids under 8 are free with a paid adult also.
Oh, okay. Kids are, yeah, you're right. I missed that part. Okay. Thank you so much, Bob, for being with us. It won't be the last
Thank
time.
Thank you.
Hey, we come back, we'll meet with Gene King from the library.
News brought to you in KCNR Shasta Reading by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
On that, as a wave of Central American migrants makes its way north across Mexico, heading toward the U.S.
The president is threatening to pull out of the North American Free Trade Agreement, which he calls a cash cow, and cut foreign aid to Honduras and other countries who don't stop their citizens from entering the U.S. He also tweeted on Tuesday morning that the big caravan of people from Honduras, now coming across Mexico and heading to our weak laws border, had better be stopped before it gets there.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. It's another day out of the classroom for public school teachers in Oklahoma. The second day of a walkout over teacher pay and education funding. Some other states, Kentucky among them, seen similar job actions in recent days. Large part of the country could be in for some nasty weather later on. National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovec talking severe thunderstorms along a cold front that stretches from southeast Texas all the way up into north-central Ohio.
The thunderstorm activity that's expected to fire along the strong cold front will be moving pretty quickly, so it won't last very long, probably less than an hour, but there will be the potential for a brief period of very heavy rain, and along with the heavy rain, the potential for some severe weather.
And that severe weather could include strong winds, large hail, possibly even some tornadoes, all of that from late this afternoon into this evening. Automakers cheering the EPA's decision to ease emission standards for new cars and trucks. The industry says the Obama rules would have cost automakers billions while raising vehicle prices significantly. Stocks higher on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is up 223 points, the NASDAQ 51 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A former FBI deputy director has amassed a big pot of money, a large legal defense fund.
More than $550,000 has been raised for Andrew McCabe on GoFundMe. The fund is now closed, having more than doubled its stated goal. On the site is a message purportedly from McCabe that he is stunned and extraordinarily grateful. It says, "If I'm going to continue taking a stand against the unfair way I've been treated, I will need the help of a talented and courageous team behind me." McCabe was fired just 2 days before he was set to retire. The FBI and Justice Department concluded he had not been candid during an Inspector General investigation. President Trump had been critical of the job McCabe was doing. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Zimbabwe's president thanking his Chinese counterpart for Beijing's political support. He's pledging to strengthen ties with China. News and analysis at townhall.com. States that have legalized marijuana have fewer opioid prescriptions. That, according to a new study out this morning.
A study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association finds states with medical marijuana laws had a 5.8% lower rate of Medicaid-covered prescriptions for opioids. It also found states with existing medical marijuana laws that allow recreational use of the drug saw a drop in prescriptions for opioids by an additional 6.4%. Overprescribing of opioids is considered a major force behind the current opioid abuse epidemic.
Correspondent Linda Kenyon. Travelers at the world's busiest airport in Atlanta can once again use free Wi-Fi to go online following a cyber attack that hit the city last month. Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport sent out a tweet saying that its free Wi-Fi is up and running once again. The message adds, to all, thank you for your patience. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Right here in the epicenter of change, the epicenter of the renaissance of Reading. Carl Lundabot, good morning. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 3rd of April, 2018. The news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, right off of, I shouldn't say right off of, it's right on Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Newly remodeled, moved the humidor around a bit, expanded that, best humidor in Northern California. And the customer service there is outstanding. Tobacco and Brew. Okay. We
have movers.
We have movers moving stuff, and we're watching them moving. They're moving all the stuff. All the stuff from one side of the office into the places that have just been re-carpeted. And we should say something to the effect, you should go out there and tell them, don't drag things in there. Use the dollies so they don't drag stuff across those carpets, even though they're heavy. That's why we have those dollies. Good morning, everybody. I hope your day is going well. And Linda's going to, she's just running out the door right now and jumping on the back of one of the movers, telling them don't be dragging that stuff. Today's weather. Mostly sunny with a high near 77. North-northwest winds 5 to 7 miles per hour. Becoming light and variable. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 52. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 76. It's going to be like that. And then Thursday, a 40% chance of rain, mainly after 11 a.m. And then a lot of precipitation the rest of the day, Thursday night and Friday. Rain, chance of precipitation is 90%. And then it starts clearing up. Probably Saturday, maybe you're going to have some rain then. And then Sunday, it's clearing off, which is good. Weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793.
And reason to smile, Carl. The surface of Shasta Lake is now 1,044 feet above sea level. That now puts it 23 feet from maximum capacity of the dam. If the USBR holds to their historical pattern, they will bring it up to within 10 feet. And it looks like we've got plenty of rain on the way to do just that. So we will start off the season with what amounts to a full pool.
Wow, that's going to be great. I tell you what, the guys over in the
the marinas?
Well, the marinas are going to be especially happy. Holiday Harbor, they've already having calls. And Holiday Harbor is, if you're looking for a place to go for, you know, to rent a a boat, a pontoon boat, a party boat, a houseboat, any of those things, a ski boat, anything that floats. Holiday Harbor. Great people down there.
May I quickly introduce you? Whiskeytown Lake is still 12 feet down, as it usually is this time of year, up through just before Memorial Day. They'll bring it back up to full. Yeah. Reason for that is to catch runoff before it gets downstream. However, when my wife was out with the Coast Guard Auxiliary last weekend, they were conducting some training. They noted a lot of people on paddle boards without life jackets. 50-degree water, and some of these young ladies are in, like, nothing more than a bikini because the sun is warm. And we have to say, first of all, anything that floats, if you're away from the beach, you have a life jacket with you. You don't have to have it on, but you have to have it with you. Second of all, if you go into 50-degree water, you're going to gasp, and that could be all she wrote.
Yeah, and so what people don't realize is that they're going to be hot and sweaty, and they fall in the water. I came back from a run along the beach down in Oceanside, and I was just gotten stationed there, so I hadn't really, I mean, we just literally moved into this apartment. And I was taking a run down the beach, and it was probably a 4-mile run. And then as I came back, I stripped off my shirt and shoes and dove into the ocean. Let me tell you something. I thought every organ in my body had stopped at that point, because the shock of the water, even though it was beautiful, beautiful day, the water was cold, and I had been exercising pretty hard for a couple of minutes. And so the people out on those paddle boats or paddle boards, they fall in the water, they don't realize that they could, you know, even if it doesn't shock them that much, that it still sucks out all the energy.
Yeah, and the thing is, if you hit that water and you take in, if you take a bunch of water into your lungs, it's not like in the movies. Drowning is not like in the movies. You just go down. That's it.
Jeez. Okay.
Happens every year. So just please, people, be careful. We would like to get through a season without any fatals. Last year was a rough year on Shasta Lake.
How many people did they lose on that?
I think we lost 5, including a couple of very tragic. Any loss is tragic, but a couple of children dying unnecessarily is just really horrific.
One was run over by a boat.
Yeah.
And they had two that fell off of houseboats that were anchored.
Yeah.
And they couldn't find them fast enough. They didn't have their life jackets on.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, we talked about this. There's a Sinclair. Sinclair News, which, by the way, bought Channel 7.
Yeah.
And there's been some changes over there. But one of the things that, if you notice, it's still the same great people over Channel 7. But when you have a new boss, it's kind of like the Record Searchlight. Record Searchlight changed. It changed very, and for a lot of people, it changed pretty drastically. It was obvious, the changes. It's not so obvious, the changes, if any, that when Sinclair takes over an operation. But they have been reading this thing. Kelly Salm's been reading this. I don't know. It's something that we at KCNR, not KCNR, Channel 7, we're against fake news, and it talks about fake news.
Mm-hmm.
And they've read that, and they read that. I mean, I've seen it 3 or 4 times, so obviously they must read it every day at some point, or at least they publish it every day. And this is something that comes down and says, hey, we're not going to buy into the fake news, and if you think that we're doing any type of fake news, you got to let us know, you know, if we're doing things that are wrong. And this is something that comes from Sinclair. I didn't realize that. And you brought it up earlier, but I was just reading about it, where an affiliate says we're not going to do that.
On the surface, this sounds like a really great and cool thing. But as a recovering journalist, I will tell you that and I don't care what the slant is, whether it be an NPR slant or whether it be a Fox News slant, when the parent organization dictates that you will cover every story with this slant, it erodes the integrity of the journalistic process that is a core value of this nation. And I don't care if it's a conservative push or a liberal push. To pollute your journalism is to dilute its effectiveness.
Well, this one guy had a comment. It says, attacking the press as fake news is the first thing that dictators have done throughout history. You know what? I'm not sure about that. But I think they've done any other things, too, like taking
guns. Stifling the opposing viewpoint.
Yeah, but the bottom line on it is it stifling the opposing viewpoint if they make an announcement that says, hey, look, we understand, because 77% of the people, I just saw that, 77% of the people in this country believe that media publishes fake news. That they just put it out there. If 77% in these different polls, and none of them are like 50%, it's always well over that number, believe that major media markets put out fake news, then you've got a problem there. And if they perceive this, hey, it doesn't make any difference what ABC, CBS, NBC says. I know that they've spun it. Instead of just doing the journalism, and you're a recovering journalist, you didn't put your spin on stories. You just gave the facts. You gave the who, what, when, where, how. You didn't give why, because, or what you thought. You just gave the facts. Well, that's different now. And when we talked to those kids from that one school back east that is one of the big journalism schools, and they said, we're taught that we should be explaining why this happened and all this. But why is how, you know, and bring your thoughts into it is what the young man said, if you remember that interview.
Yeah.
You know, what we think about it. Well, see, that's not news. That is now an opinion piece.
Right.
So to have a company say, you know what, we know there's fake news out there. We're going to try our best not to do it. And if you believe that we're doing, you know, if we're saying something, we got it wrong, let us know. What's wrong with that?
Journalism is, by its nature, viewing the world through a filter. And the challenge is to keep that filter as neutral as possible. Yes, you could report strictly the facts and sit there and read a police report on the air, which, trust me, is pretty darn boring. You have to inject the human element. But I considered my greatest successes to be covering a controversial story, and both sides would call up and complain.
Well, that's okay. But no, I'm proud of you for that. You know, and you know, and it, when it's talking about news and we talk about things like this, this is an opinion show here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you want to listen to news, you listen to it. It's, you know, at the top of the hour for 5 minutes, and hoping, and we listen to it, and it appears to be news. But we also have this thing where we have when we read these stories. So this is what I think about this story. I base it off of this of the story that's written, and I try to present all the facts in the story, and then tell you what my opinion of that is. Like in this one, I think it's I understand perfectly what you said, because there's a lot of other journalists pushing back, just like you are, saying, "Hey, wait a minute, how can you say that?" Well, you say it because the because there's so much people don't trust the news anymore. And if you can't trust the major news sources, now you've got to, you know, I mean, they're in competition already with, you know, online and everything else. But if you can't trust them to tell you what a story is without putting their thoughts on it, like this guy named Jim Acosta from CNN. CNN is totally going over the edge. They're at the egg rolling at the White House. We're going to take a break. I'm going to talk about what happened there. And I want to talk about why I think this is totally wrong. Because, we have gotten in such an adversarial relationship, the media and the president, that it's hurting our country, in my opinion. And I'd like to hear what you think, too. It's 17 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. The only full-service jewelry store in town. I mean the only full-service jewelry store in town. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, where I'm out hunting or wandering around out in the woods. Linda is at Four Winds Jewelry, fulfilling her wishes also. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back. Tobacco & Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco & Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco & Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. This is Carl Vaught, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for, and then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do, Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Tuesday. It's the 3rd of April. How are you doing? 8:21 in the morning. It's currently 52 with our high temperatures reaching up about 77 today with nice skies. 52 tonight.
Having dirt bags in your business or around your home and you're trying to get them out of there, trying to run your business well, but you need some help, right? Well, this is how you do it. You call North State Security. And they have a program where they can have an officer there, a trained officer there in 10 minutes or less. Well, you know what? I hate to say this, but there's places in town that you need to have an officer there. The police can't make it there because there is nobody being – there's no way the police are going to get there in time because it doesn't have that high of a priority. And I understand that, but it's got a high priority to you. It's your business or your home. North State Security can fill that gap. They are out there on the trails right now working with the police. They've got over 200 customers that they work with throughout Northern California. They have the people that are trained to de-escalate and move people on. That's North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. It's their 50th anniversary. Give them a call at 243-0295 and ask them, what's this program where you can have somebody at my business or my house in under 10 minutes? It's a great program, and it is not costly. Trust me, give them a call. Find out. Okay, we were talking about Jim Acosta from CNN and what's going on with the media and Trump. This is not new, but it's been over a year. You would think that the media at the beginning, after they lost, after the media, and they did, they were all totally, when you look at it, for the most part, against Trump. Trump wins. That means everything that they said was wrong. They look like a bunch of idiots. So now what they did was they're turning around. They turned around immediately and said, well, you know, maybe we should listen to Middle America. Well, guess what? They didn't. Now they're going full attack on Trump, full attack on Trump, to show that, oh, no, we were right. We were right. Oh, you people were wrong. Well, it just the latest one is at the Easter egg rolling. The rolling of the eggs, where they color them, and they have them on the west lawn of the White House. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful out there, so the whole thing. Anyway, Jim Acosta, I think is his name, from CNN, starts screaming at the president while he's over there coloring eggs with kids, saying things to the effect of, what about the DACA kids? What about the DACA kids? They're not going to have Easter. I mean, it was absolutely wrong. It's reprehensible, really, is what it is, to have somebody doing that. He says, what about what you've done to the DACA kids? I mean, where does this have a place there? But no, he's yelling from the pool, like, this is okay. Well, you know what? Frankly, he's gone over the edge. He is obviously so far against the president, and he's in the he's in that White House pool. At this point, frankly, if I was the president, and what, you're going to get a better deal from CNN if you'd say something that said, send somebody else. You know, you don't want to send somebody else, don't be there. Yeah. That's fine. You know what, frankly, I don't care. Get your news from somebody else, because I'm not going to have some reporter who's got a bone to pick with me screaming at me when I'm trying to do this with kids, in front of these kids. Just not. So find somebody else to represent you. And, you know, of course, and sin will push you back. Oh, no, we're going to push back on that. Fine, push back, but you're not going to have anybody there. That's up to me, buddy.
We have, as a group thing, lost the inclination or ability, I'm not sure which, to engage in a civil discourse.
It's gotten to the point where, you know, and this is what Hollywood needs to take a look at. Roxanne, 18.5.
Roseanne.
I'm sorry, Roseanne, 18.4 million viewers. And they say, wait a minute, we may have to revise that up to 20 million or 22 million viewers. Why? Because she's middle of the road. No, she's middle of the road conservative instead of being liberal. And her sister, who is really liberal, she's just, you know, just whacks away at her. And people have tuned in to see that show. Why? Because it presents a different side. The only show since Tim Allen's was canceled, one of the top shows, was canceled because he was a conservative, got canceled. And then look at these films, these Christian films that are just taken off, and you don't hear a lot about them, you know, in the and through Middle America, and well, the East Coast, West Coast, and in other countries. So, that movies with the theme of Christianity and forgiveness, and people who have lost their faith but found their faith and came back. These things are making a lot of money. They have been, they're very successful. People are going out to see them, and Hollywood is starting to wake up and take a look at this. And you know what? Maybe we need to look at the interior of this country instead of just the West Coast of California. And it's just the West Coast. It's not the interior. The West Coast of Oregon and Washington and New York City. Maybe we need to take a look in the edges. Maybe we need to take a look at everybody else in this country. And maybe have some fair for them. When they try to smack the armed forces, it fails. When they do things that are that show the armed forces in a positive light, it's a success.
Go ahead.
I'd like to, except I'm coughing right now.
Well, you know, we've got a bunch of debris floating in the air. You know, you can't see it, but we have movers. Again, we're going to be talking about the saga, about what it is to be trying to do a live radio station with all this stuff going on around us, carpet, paint, as well as the movers. We can't go off the air.
No. Well, you know what? And that's one of the things that Bob's going to make an announcement today, that there's going to be times that we may be off the air for short periods of time while we're rewiring and moving things. But we're going to try and do it in the middle of the night. And I know, you know, Pauline, I'm sorry, hon, but it may go friends of ours that she when we first came on the air, she called me and said, "You're off the air." It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm just, you know.
That's cool, though.
But it was cool, and she's still.
People have your back.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, here's with a new studio, new show, there should be considered, I suggest, a new name. I suggest Bubbles, Bullets, and Bob in the morning. So I assume I'm Bullets. And then I think you're Bob. Yeah. All right. And then the other chat room, the other one, another one's coming in and saying it. He believes that the invasion, this immigrant invasion, is designed to provoke our border patrol.
Yeah,
they want an incident. That's an interesting aspect of it.
We are. I mean, you do this in any other part of the world. Just try to stroll across a border and say, "I'm here. Take care of me now." You're going to be lucky if they just push you back. If you're unlucky, they're going to beat the living daylights out of you before they push you back.
Yeah, we're, I think,
and dump your unconscious body back.
Border patrol is getting from. Yeah, border patrol is being attacked on a regular basis. We have gun battles along the border, not with our people, but with the drug connections on the other side of the border. People being slaughtered. People down in the nice areas of Mexico where people go for tourism. There's being people killed down there, which is starting to impact on their tourism. This whole thing about wanting to in the sanctuary state more. Newport Beach just rolled in. Said, "We're not going to do this. We're cooperating with the federal agents." He said, "It hasn't been that big a thing." He says, "But this is ridiculous to think is that the state can tell us how to run our law enforcement when it impacts on us so greatly." And this is one of the things that I believe that we as a county and a city need to stand up. It's time to stand up and say, you know what? it's not enough just to say that, hey, we don't agree with you guys. It's time to say is that, look, we will try, we're going to work with our federal law enforcement authorities. And we do not consider ourselves a sanctuary city or a sanctuary county. And let's just find out which one of those people running decides on that. We've had two other people running for county supervisor on, and I've asked Dave Kehoe, I'm sure he'll respond soon, to come on. We've got Francie Sullivan will be on soon, next week. Everybody that's running is going to be on here. And that's one of the things I'm going to ask them is your stance on a sanctuary city, sanctuary state. And I'm going to pin them down. And I'm going to try to really, well, I'm going to try to pin them down. You know how hard that can be. Now, what is your opinion? Should we be a sanctuary city and a sanctuary county and a sanctuary state? Should we be that? Should we be at odds with the feds over this? And we'll just see what happens. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. I think we've got Gene King on the phone, who is the new director of the Library Foundation. And we're going to talk about which way they're going there and a lot of things that are happening. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. Ask about the early bird discounts in kerosene beginning in May through July. Give SST call today, call today to schedule your maintenance and delivery. 241-1167. 241-1167 SST Oil on Wyndham Lane right here in Reading. It's an employee-owned business. And by the way, if you work for that company, they will fund your retirement. Find out about that. And they are looking for employees right now. 241-1167. We'll be right back with Gene King.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Real people, real winners. Experience the thrill of yelling bingo and play at Wind River Resort and Casino. Don't miss our paper-only night every Monday. $200 drawing every session. Rock and roll bingo and $10,000 progressive bingo. At the end of the month, one lucky winner will win a Trinity Alps helicopter tour for three from Air Shasta Rotor and Wing in our Sights for Eyes drawing. Earn drawing tickets all month long. Receive three tickets on Triple Ticket Tuesdays. Don't miss our $500 midweek drawing every month. Ask about Bingo's Give Back promotion and special drawings every session. So grab your friends and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. If you don't like to job, let the machine do the work for you. Free sales available. Machines only hands-free. Who says you can't win them all? Play bingo with a Trinity Alps helicopter tour for three in our Sights for Eyes drawing. You only have to be 18 to play. Check out our bingo calendar and download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460, 8:34 in the morning here on we're down in the epicenter of
change.
Reading and change, and we've
got to jump on them.
We've got like six people right now, very exciting times for us. You know, we're going to be eventually in this year, and the next, we're going to go at FM, we're moving into our new studios, there's construction all around us, the guys are moving the furniture in, so the carpet and all this paint and everything, so it's crazy. And so we talk about change and expansion, and when on the phone with us this morning is our wonderful new director of the Shasta Library Foundation, Jean King. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. Thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. And now let's hear about, there's so many topics to discuss with the Shasta Library Foundation. I know that you have a novel affair coming up September 8th, but going to that, you've got a new board of directors, you have some expansion at the library, and let's talk about what's happening around the library that have people concerned.
Sure, happy to. It's obviously one of the topics, especially I did my first direct mail piece, and I got back a number of responses saying I won't give to the library anymore because of the homeless. And one even said, I was there, I think, 3 months, and it came back and said, Jean King, you are responsible for the homeless. Shame on you.
Whoa.
I was like, well, okay, I'll take responsibility.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was pretty, and not anything that before I went on I didn't know was a concern in Reading. About the library and the homeless, it's a concern in many areas with many businesses and such in Reading. So we as a board early on when I came on had a discussion about, instead of just talking about how wonderful the library is, which it is, but not to ignore the issue that, you know, that people feel about how they feel about safety and security in the library or walking into it or coming in at night or something, that we want to just, you know, it's like the elephant in the room. Let's get it out there and let's talk about it. Let's address it. Let's work on maybe what ways we can help with that. So, that's a, you know, everybody has been working on that. We have no new solutions or anything, but, there's lots of positives. I can say things like, you know, in the last 2 years, there's been a 50% reduction in incidences as they've stepped up security and such. There's an on-site security officer that's there all the time the library is open.
There's a gate out front to keep people from coming in overnight.
There's exactly that. They certainly have the one side that has the patio off the community room is gated and locked so people aren't sleeping there. There's something that's interesting, though, which I don't really quite understand, is between City Hall and the library, there seems to be somewhat of a gathering place. It's not even people that necessarily go into the library, but when you drive by, it looks, you know, it's kind of why is everybody here, which isn't, I can give you some reasons and things. I've been asking questions,
well, why are they there? Is it just it's a convenient place to hang out from the Good News Rescue Mission?
That's one of them. So that's one trail I've gone down. I can see groups that come from that direction in the morning after they have breakfast, and then head back about 4:30 when dinner is served there. So that's a faction. It's not, as I ask our security people and stuff at the library, that's not. Those are people that pretty much are just looking for some place to hang out or come to the library to use the computers and such. but they're not much of an issue. They, the people that stay there apparently, you know, are people who follow the rules, and, you know, it's really other elements that, that all around town that make it more difficult, the mentally ill, that gather in different places, but it seems that, you know, that's an element. South City Park, you know, there's a lot of homeless sleeping there. There's also, as I understand from security, as, you know, there's drug dealing that goes on. I don't think that's any secret. And so there's that kind of point that I think flows over that brings people to that area.
Would you support the city's plan? Is they want to sell South Central Park or South City Park there?
I would.
And somebody
opinion,
has
though. That's my opinion. I'm not speaking for the library.
Oh no, I understand. But there, I had somebody just write in here. A Civic Center plan envisions South City Park as an office park. I can understand that. I've had other people say, why not just lease it to somebody for $1 a year and have let them take care of the security on the park, and they'll just clear it because they can do it as a private entity. But what you're, you know, what I think a lot of people say, and unfortunately it's impacting on our library, which has how many million visitors a year to our library system?
Two million.
2 million visitors a year. Now think about this, my friends. 2 million people a year go into our library, the one in, I think it's what,
Bernie and Anderson and Redding.
Two million people a year.
I mean, it's incredible. You know, my favorite thing and thing of learning about the library is just to wander through. I mean, the children's area itself is just unbelievable. I had no idea, really. And it's such a place for kids to go and families to gather, and the events they have. Well, the classes they have. English is a second language. GED classes. A place for teens to gather.
It's a Veterans Resource Center upcoming event happening, and the AARP tax aid event, read and sing story time, beginning computers, these are genealogy help available, read and create story time. The list goes on. If you want to find out about it, go to ShastaLibraries.org. And you will see there's a petting zoo happening at the Anderson Library, and the list goes on about wonderful things that the library does.
Well, not to mention their online services. You can go in and you can go get your books for free online.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
I've done that.
Check out tapes to go on a trip. You know, my favorite thing I discovered online, I have my DMV test coming up in June, and I found that I can pre-take tests to get me up to speed because it's been a while. I'm like, I could go, you know, who would guess you could just, you know, with a library card go in and use the online service to so that I can pass that test and not get embarrassed.
Well, you know, the thing is those library cards are so expensive too.
Yeah.
Right. They don't cost you anything. And
no, well, you know, another program they have is they give 50% of the kids in the schools in Shasta County have library cards donated by a program that reaches out to kids in the schools. Come get a library card.
And if you go online, like which I'm doing right now, it's showing some of the New York Times hardcover fiction bestsellers that are out.
Yeah.
That you can put in
that
line.
That you can read.
You can check it out. You can go online and get it. Some of the nonfiction. I mean, it just goes on and on.
Does that, hey, Gene, we're going to take a break here, but does part of that 2 million count? Are the online visits, does that count as part of that 2 million?
Oh, that may be a question I can't answer.
Okay, well, that'd be something I'd be interested in because I see, you know, as people expand, like, you know, as you see the printed material sometimes in trouble, that expanding more and more so people can enjoy the library. At least the reading side part of it, you know, from at home. But all the other things that you offer there, you know, you need to be there. You need to see these things, poetry readings, the petting zoos, all this stuff.
Yeah.
The library has become, should be realized that it's kind of like, you know, we talk about the epicenter of change right here in Redding where we're at.
Exactly.
It should be an epicenter for communities.
It's a community resource center.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm very excited about it, and I'm so glad that you had me on to talk about it, because I don't think people think it's a particularly exciting topic, but I'm amazed and happy that we have it. So
absolutely. Tell you what, we're going to take a quick break, Gene, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, a better-known business right here in town, where it's the place to get your hair cut. Discounts for seniors and veterans, and Man's Last Stronghold.
We're on the phone. Stay tuned for the next part segment of our show here with Gene King, the new director of the Shasta Library Foundation. We're going to be talking about some of the new board members, what's happening with the library, et cetera, in the next 15 minutes here on KCNR 1460.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic volcano breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bond.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460. As we're watching everything being ripped down, ripped up, torn, replaced, painted, unpainted, everything's happening here this week, and including the final move of the studios will be in the next 2 or 3 weeks. So we're still in here, surrounded by change, as is so many other places in town, including the library. But Linda, what's the weather look like just for today and tomorrow?
Currently 52 degrees in the downtown studios. Our temperatures will get to be around 77 today, with our lows of 52, mostly cloudy tonight, and partly sunny tomorrow, with our highs of temperatures around 76 with partly sunny skies. Again, mostly cloudy tomorrow night with lows of 52. Well, that's a couple-day forecast. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. On the phone with us right now is the new director of the Shasta County, the Shasta Library and Foundation, and Gene King. Good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Hey. And, hey, congratulations on your new studio. I'm excited to see it.
We will be too.
You know how you watch, for anybody who's been through remodeling, you walk around with that grit. You've got grit on your hands, grit in your hair.
We've got Sue out there working, doing all the logs for as far forward as she can do it because they're getting ready to rip out all the carpeting underneath her feet.
Under her feet. It's
okay.
Just, you know.
Now, here's a question, and somebody called in and says, are people on patrol, being encouraged to go to the library to charge their ankle bracelets?
So, no. First of all, the answer is no. And the second thing is part of the reason for on-site security that is not only in front at the front desk, but, you know, patrols the library itself. Because it's not going on, because also the library security is patrolling if anything like that would be going on.
Okay, so people that are on parole that said they're not being encouraged to come in there and just, hey, go to the library and recharge. Okay, cool. It's kind of one of those urban myths.
It is. And I've heard the same thing, and it was my question. I kind of went in there with that same, you know, there's a lot of that about the library in town. It's really unfortunate is that it's not without some of the issues with the homeless, but so much of what is myth and gossip isn't true that, you know, it's really become a negative.
Well, you know what we need to do is, every time you come on, we need to have three negative questions that you can say,
perfect.
Oh, that's not true. Nope, it might have been at one time, but it's not like that now.
Perfect.
You know, so you can tell people because, you know, people hear things, oh gosh, you know, if you can't let your kids go in the bathroom and all that, but it's not true anymore. It may have been true at one time, but,
Well, you know, it was like, so I took the three of the responses about shame Eugene King for destroying the library type thing, and I put them back out in our e-newsletter and put them on there and said, hey, look, these are the questions that I got back. Here's some answers to it. We're, you know, at a news cafe, they republished it in one of their morning publications. Mine is, yeah, let's talk about it. Ask me tough questions. Ask the library tough questions. We just put, you know, mentioned earlier that we put on some new board members. One of them is a sergeant at the police department.
Let's hear about your new board members. Who do we have?
Yeah, so Jason Salter. And so Jason has his own consulting web technology company.
The son of, in case people want to know, it's the son of Lee Salter, I believe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Really, really great.
And Jason's a good guy. He is,
yes.
We've been to his home before, you know, one of those breakfast things that you get. And, really capable young guy.
Yeah. Susan Siemens, you know, Susan and Kendall Siemens.
Yes.
She's been in, you know, teacher education anyway.
Right.
So
Women's Fund.
And Women's Fund, exactly. Judy Flores, who is currently superintendent of schools.
For Shasta County. And I tell you what, here's another lady that is very responsive when we ask her questions. And she's very transparent what's going on in the school
system. She is. She is. Yeah. Rory Greek. Rory works. Rory is.
Morgan Stanley?
Rory, Pam and Rick Hill's son-in-law.
Very capable, and boy, talk about somebody who's so involved with the community, doing
great
things in the community. Yeah. Yes, very dedicated, wonderful father and husband.
Yep,
so there.
Yep. So, really good guy. Jenny Lynn Bunton. Jenny is a partner in a consulting, Chartwell Consulting here in Reading with April of France. And
April's a hardcore. April's a toughie.
Yep. And Jenny Lynn brings, she was part of Bush administration. She was like protocol for Laura Bush, protocol for her, and helped with the presidential library in Texas for George W. So she brings that. Who am I missing that I'm going to be? Is that five? The sixth would be then Eric Forsberg, Sergeant Forsberg with RPD, and I think I have all of them.
I think you got them. So Sergeant Forsberg, I think that's a good idea, having somebody from the police department on.
Well, it's for talking about the whole homeless thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did that at One Safe Place. Bill Shuler was on the board, and it really made a whole difference in just understanding and interest and that kind of thing. Our police chief has been very supportive there.
Roger Moore.
They've definitely been more increased with the police department and the library. So, beefing up the board. We've got they're good members on it already. Advocacy, I think, is something that has been lacking in the community about the library, and most everyone's coming on with the intention, understanding that they want to go out in the community and talk about the library. So it's exciting. It's exciting because we have lots to talk about.
Well,
I'm loving my job. I'm only working half time, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Trying.
Well, you know, the thing about it is this library is a fantastic library. And
it is.
But yet people are still not coming to it, even though there's been 2 million visits. People are still not coming to it because of things
right.
that had happened in the past that were absolutely true in
mm-hmm.
the past. But that's kind of like, hey, I'm not going to change my behavior because of things that happened a year ago. And
right.
now the people need to give it another chance. They need to come down and take a look at what's going on there. It's not perfect yet, and I frankly can't understand why we can't control the park. But
that's one key issue with the library, as far as I'm concerned, because it does make that area a gathering place, and I know the city's working on it, and I know the police are over there arresting people, but hopefully with this RFP, maybe they'll be able to make some changes coming along the line, and that would be great, because I consider the library and City Hall part of the downtown redevelopment area,
mm-hmm.
the vitalization, the whole, the exciting things that are going on, including what you are doing. And thank you so much for all you do for the community. I mean, you've been such a not only participating, but, attending and emceeing. Thank you so much for being the MC at the library, Novel Affair, and over the years. Really,
you mean dressing up like crazy people? Yeah, we do that. We've been known to do that before.
You know how to do that.
We've come in different different outfits that I just frankly never thought I'd ever be in. And but when you're with Linda,
dress
appropriately.
Your wife is,
okay, now Gene, what would you say is going to happen? We only got like 2 minutes left.
Sure.
What's the big thing happening this year with the library?
Well, two big things happening. One is a new children's garden that's going to be outdoor, hands-on with wood and outdoor materials and a little stage and music and wonderful hands-on touching outdoor, not just garden, but place to climb and that kind of thing, a whole bunch of things. That should be opening in about 9 months, maybe a year. And the other thing that's open is the Create-It space. You have to come over. I'm going to make a special invitation for you to come and have a tour of the Create-It space. I was on it the other day and on a computer with a big thing on my head doing 3D stuff and making things, and then another dissecting a head and a body and bringing it out toward me so it's in the middle of the room and the parts are on the screen. It was unbelievable what this Create-It room is and the facilities they have for that.
You know, I think we kind of did that at the last Library Foundation, the one before that. But you're absolutely right. If you've not been to the library, you need to get down there. It's a safe place. It's got so many great things. And we're here with Gene King. Gene, thank you so much, Chairman of the Chairman of the Library Foundation, Shasta County Library Foundation. Is that correct?
I'm executive director.
Executive director.
Aaron Hatch is president of the board.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Gene. This isn't the only time. We'll get you back on again as we get closer to some other things happening.
Very good.
Get some of the board members to come on with you next time. That'll be great. Talk about what the library means to them as well.
Yeah. Wonderful.
All right. Thanks
for joining us. Thanks for joining us.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Hey, tomorrow who we're going to have on is this young man. His name is Zach, who is one of the ones that led this March for Safety, March for Life.
Mm.
right here in Shasta County in Redding right here. He's going to be on tomorrow with us at 8 o'clock. He sounds like a fine young man. We're going to talk about what he's looking for and what people his age are, you know, hey, I'm going to high school. I think I should be safe. And you know what, Zach? You should be. So now we got to figure out how to do it. Okay, just a couple of things I want to say. How much time we got here? It's
We're inside of 30
never
seconds.
Mind. But I do want to talk about want to give a big thanks to Robert Trigger, or Triger. He came in yesterday with a donation to the VFW, that World War II veteran. And we still need more money, my friends.
For the ramp?
For the ramp. So if you want to make a donation, just come on down here to 1326 Market Street, drop off a check. And we so much appreciate it for what you're doing for this man. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Community Talk Radio from the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta, Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading.